Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
Hi, I'm Chris Ledger from Cheltenham. I'm the team captain of Derp Studios.
So you're a new studio making something Unreal Live for the Gadget Show Live in April. But how did you come up with the name of your studio at Derp Studios?
Well, we were unnamed for the first few weeks of it, and we were debating of what to be called, and it turns out the most common phrase we were using was derp, because we were making derped mistakes, just stupid mistakes. So it was just like, derp. So we ended up as Derp Studios from that.
And how have you found working with the Fighting Fantasy IP? Can you tell us which particular book your game is going to be based on?
Yeah, it's based on the Citadel of Chaos book, which is the second book in the Fighting Fantasy franchise. It's been great fun to work with. We've had numerous playthroughs of it, and we've bought some additional books to expand our knowledge on the lore of the franchise as well.
And how are you finding getting to grips with the Unreal Engine and the UDK?
I really like the UDK. It's brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic. We had a few teething problems at the start, though, with the iOS, the mobile functions in it, as it's just completely different to the PC version, almost. We were really gutted about the terrain, but we've worked a way around it of exporting it to an object and re-importing it. So, yeah, we've overcome many teething problems, and it's going quite well at the moment, yeah.
And is the whole situation a bit more relaxing than the pressured environment of a 48-hour game jam?
No. It's probably equally as stressful sometimes, especially because we're meeting deadlines, and even though we've got more time to do things, our scope is a bit bigger than what we were doing at the game jam. So I suppose it's equally as stressful, but just as enjoyable.
Speaking of deadlines, so what deadlines have you met recently? And indeed, what have you been producing for the game recently?
Lately, we've done our pre-alpha. We're at the pre-alpha stage, so we've compiled a small build with most of our mechanics in. Just fine-tuning that, really. What we've been doing lately is mostly getting the character models out the way. We've done the majority of the levels that we're planning to have in the game, and now it's just the character models and adding the code to them.
So tell us a bit about the genre of game you're working on for Make Something Unreal Live.
It is a first person, it's in first person, but it's a first person RPG. I don't know, I haven't seen anything like it on iOS devices at all. I mean, I've seen the first-person shooters, but nothing that's first-person melee and magic-based. So it should be quite eye-opening and interesting to see when it's fully done.
A first-person melee and magic-based, is it, have we got a bit of a sort of a Elder Scrolls V Skyrim vibe going on with the game?
We have been, obviously often referenced Skyrim and Elder Scrolls and other famous first-person melee games. So yeah, we got a bit nervous at first. People are just going to think it's like a watered-down version of Skyrim, but they'll love it. So.
And it fits in well with the Fighting Fantasy IP as well.
Yeah, we've made extra care to fit it perfectly with the IP. Our game's actually, in fact, a sequel to the Citadel of Chaos game book.
So why is it a sequel rather than the based on the actual book itself?
Well, it's based in the exact same settings. It's just all happening a week after. Yeah, in the game book, at the end of the game, you kill the main bad guy. And we thought we could have a bit of a twist on it where stuff happens after his death, but it's all related to him. So it's got a lot of twists to it that relate to the book.
So how are you looking forward to actually going to the Gadget Show Live and making a game in that setting, in that public setting?
I'm nervous and excited at the same time. More excited. It'll be great to show off what our studio is capable of doing. Yeah, people, it's eye-opening for the public as well as nice to actually finish the project and release it to the public as well.
And finally, how can people who want to find out more about the work you're doing get in touch with your studio? Do you have a Facebook page, a Twitter page, things like that?
Yeah, we've got a Facebook and a Twitter page. Facebook is facebook.com/derpstudios and Twitter is twitter.com/derpstudios.
Great, Chris. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.